This is Stavin's Den.
Last segment of the show. On the break, new music from The Fall of Ego. The Fall of Ego with World in Disguise and Way Up with Deep Blue Eyes. You can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. And it was my bad. On the first break, we had brand new music from an artist we've heard quite a bit from. And that artist is... Really? I can't find it. There it is.
A favorite of ours.
No, we played a lot of his stuff. Exide Project featuring CK with Where I Belong. And that was the music on the first break. And you can learn more about Exide Project at khb-music.de. So that's the music. Those are the artists. We thank them, as always, for contributing. As I said, as a wise man said to me, oh, not too long ago, all good things must come to an end. So this is our last segment. But I'm not going to sell out and cheat you.
But as we figure out that maybe we can plan some good things for next year.
Yes. As we look to the future, first we will handle this.
In a place that somebody's never been before and thought he might be, but now it's not.
That was full. At another place where we play once a year. Maybe not.
Not so much.
but enough about us. Yeah. You're not here for us and our career aspirations. You're here for this
That's
shit.
Right.
And it's Halloween, and we've done nothing Halloween-y.
Nothing Halloween-y.
But now we will. All we right. will rectify that because we have tidbits and facts that I bet you... And you, well, you might if you found the article.
I got to tell you, though, I was coming up the street. There was people trick-or-treating. This guy's dressed like a big, like Godzilla, this big lizard. I laughed my ass off. I was at a freaking tree.
A guy or a kid?
It was a kid, but it was like his big lizard big, in the middle of the street.
Godzilla.
Funny as
hell. Little Japanese kids running from him?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
somebody's going to be offended by that, you know.
Yeah. Why?
I'm just kidding.
He's not a multicultural lizard?
Everybody loves Godzilla.
I think everybody loves Godzilla, although I believe in I don't believe in Godzilla. That's my favorite lizard.
I mean, everybody loves him. You know,
he's atheist.
When you're in a subway car when he grabs it and wants to wing it.
He just wants to have a bite. He's not angry at you. You're just in the way.
The last Godzilla movies did it for me. It sucked.
Really? I like Godzilla. Ah! I got short arms. Get behind me. I'm a lizard. It's Godzilla. Bobby Godzilla.
They all steal.
I'm gonna kiss on my tail.
I'm gonna smack my tail. He does the tail instead of the arms.
Got my little Cowboys jersey on. I'm Godzilla.
Oh God!
You know Gonzo?
No.
Oh.
That's why I don't know.
It's lost on you, but Joe and I amuse ourselves.
Yeah. And I'm sure the audience appreciates all the 5 minutes of in shit so far.
They thought that was Jizz Sock. That's the same voice. All right, so here's some Halloween stuff. Most experts trace trick-or-treating to the European practice of mumming or guising. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's like squirting. Anyway, in which costume-wearing participants would go door-to-door performing choreographed dances, songs, and plays in exchange for treats, according to Elizabeth Peck's Celebrating the Family. The tradition cropped up in America where it would often take place in Thanksgiving. I gotta tell you. I'm not even one for getting dressed up. I can't imagine my kid doing a choreographed dance.
Yeah, really?
I mean, she just put her costume together right before they went trick-or-treating.
Oh, wow.
Some half-ass. Would you dance?
No, I wouldn't dance.
Would you dance?
Depends what they're giving out.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is Twix.
Take your time, Joe. It's a tough question.
Kit Kat.
So it was Kit Kat, Almond Joy, Raisins, Kit Kat, Hershey Bar, Dum Dum Lollipop. You got to do the dance at every house. Are you dancing, Joe?
Well, for Kit Kats, yeah. Dum Dum.
Well, you don't know until you dance, Joe.
Well, I guess you got to take a gamble.
So you dance in every house?
Almost.
What would your dance consist of?
A little soft shoe. Little,
would it have to do with your, if you dressed up as a pirate? Would it be like a little pirate dance?
Of course, I'm an entertainer. Yeah, I'm not.
But you're a kid at that point. You're not an entertainer then.
Well,
this is young. If you do it now, you're just a homeless person.
Yeah.
Remember the old days? You used to bob apples. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, that's how I got my first blowjob.
Yikes! Now you remember.
Stick your head in there. It's a long apple.
You didn't think about it at the time that you were putting your mouth in the.
Yeah, it's clean. It's clean. It's clean. It's cleansed.
I used to love the lady that used to throw pennies in the bag, and it's like we're saving all these pennies and buying a carton of eggs, and your house is going to look like a fucking omelet in the morning.
Can I? Now, it's funny you mention eggs. I am seeing commercials for like a brand of eggs who claims their eggs are better than other eggs. I can tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke. I can tell the difference between Skippy and Peter Pan. I cannot tell the difference of what ass an egg came out of.
Well, why don't you buy the eggs and try it?
Well, the chickens are being fed better. So
you can tell the difference?
I don't eat eggs, but I'm just not anymore.
I will say this.
Before, I used to get the brown eggs.
They have very. I was just going to say, we got
the
some brown eggs.
The brown eggs taste better.
I don't know if they taste. It's because you're black. I don't know if they taste better, but their shells are like really hard. It's like, oh my, I need one of your chainsaws.
No, they taste better. Yeah. They come from what they feed the, you know, what they feed the birds.
Watermelon?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to have there's a farm that used to be up the road from me. We used to get brown eggs from there. You know,
did you notice a difference in taste?
Not really, no.
Neither did I. But anyway, all right.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy.
Halloween candy.
You know, Kit Kat's a good one. I like Milky Way. I like Milky Way.
I like Almond Joy.
I like the fun. Like
that, you can usually, when the kids are divvying out candy, you can usually get some Almond Joy. They're not into that. Or Mounds. You can usually get that.
Yeah, I like the Almond Joy.
But I hate the fun size, the little fun size. It's like one bite, you're done. That's not fun.
It's good enough for your penis. It's good enough for your candy. That's what she said.
You know what I don't like? The hard-ass watermelon candy you just threw at me about an hour ago.
That was an airhead. I did not give you a watermelon candy.
You gave me watermelon candy.
I did not.
The only black guy on the show got watermelon candy.
You had orange. It was an airhead, and they're delicious. You don't like airheads? Do you like taffy?
I like airheads when I meet them at the clubs, but not
But the funny thing is, a talk show, and stupid hands out taffy.
Well, there's that. I didn't hand out sawdust. I mean,
that's the only candy that they didn't.
Yeah, we're going to have a talk show. We're going to be debating.
Was airheads.
Airheads and lollipops, yeah.
Okay, well, daughter picked it. Lollipops.
You know what's a bullshit, and this is, I'm not breaking new ground here, but bullshit chocolate is a Tootsie Roll. Let's be honest. Tootsie Rolls are bull. Nobody gets excited about seeing a Tootsie
Roll. No, Tootsie Rolls are good.
Tootsie Rolls.
Compared to a Hershey bar?
It's the only candy that really gives you a stomach ache if you eat too much of it. Yeah. Because it's nothing but pure sugar. I mean, that's 100%.
As opposed to the healthiness of an Almond Joy or a Mounds.
This is mixed in with almonds and some coconut. But, you know, that's all sugar.
I like the fruit flavor Tootsie Rolls better than the chocolate Tootsie Rolls. Yeah, they have like fruit, like lemon and vanilla. Well, vanilla is not a fruit, but
I don't have that in my neighborhood.
Just go to the fucking BJ's, stupid.
Well, Jewish neighborhoods.
Joe's Girl.
It's not a Jewish thing.
Joe's Girl, I was arguing with Joe's Girl.
Of course you were, because you're you. No,
but she likes Charleston Chews, and I hate them. I don't like Charleston Chews.
This is grounds for separation. How are you expected to live with somebody like this? Charleston Chews.
It's a favorite candy. I'm
like the mint candy canes. I hate mint candy canes.
Yeah, but that's a Christmas thing.
The green ones I'm talking about.
Oh, those are good. That's a little mixture.
They're not red. It's not a candy cane.
Don't be racist, douche.
I like
non-minty candy cane. I like that.
Well, you know what? I get this multi-color, because I do Santa Claus gigs during Christmas, obviously. It would be silly during May. But I got these rainbow colored things. And the
we don't
ones,
no,
and the
hey,
kids
hey,
love
hey,
them.
We don't use that word.
Kids love them. Because he had some of the white and the red ones. Like, give me this.
No, because it's different. It's different. Yeah, you got to mix it up a little bit. In some early versions of trick-or-treating, men paraded door-to-door. Oh, shit. Kevin Spacey. Men paraded door-to-door, and boys often followed begging for coins. Uh-oh. And they're Jewish? Most of these early trick-or-treaters were poor and actually needed the money, but wealthy children also joined in the fun. Door-to-door begging was mostly stopped in the 1930s, but reemerged later in the century to distract kids from pulling Halloween pranks. I mean, yeah, but, you know, I guess if really kids need it, maybe you shouldn't give them candy. Maybe a sandwich. Yeah. No. How about a turkey leg?
It's door-to-door begging.
Door-to-door turkey legs at every door.
Door-to-door begging.
I'm cooking a roast. Thank you for coming. Would you like some potatoes? Bring this with you. Put it in your bag. Halloween's origins came from the Celtic version for the dead called Samhain. Celts believe the ghost of the dead roamed Earth on this holiday, so people would dress in costumes and leave treats out on their front doors to appease roaming spirits. Yeah, you want to entice the fucking spirits to the house. Granted, the Celts were not solely based in Ireland when the custom started taking shape around the first century BC, but as will be talked about more later in the section, the Irish Celts were the ones who invented the jack-o'-lantern. This Halloween prototype was eventually disrupted and adapted by Christian missionaries into celebrations closer to what we celebrate today, including partly but by the not-Irish St. Patrick, whose work later mostly recognized by Americans. So there you go. So it's kind of a St. Patrick's. The Irish have to do with this shit.
I like that he had to appease the roaming spirits. Like, I'm going to haunt you. I'm going to... Ooh, Whoppers.
Whoppers is another bullshit candy.
No, wrong, wrong. No.
Cavities have been pulled.
No, Whoppers rule.
My daughter likes Whoppers. Yeah, they're good in moderation, but they're a little too much.
Yeah,
right.
Too much. You don't eat more than one.
A Whopper is good every couple of months, but right. It's not. But a Milky Way is good any time of the year.
True, but the Whoppers you'll have, and it's like, and you don't go. Maybe I'll stop right now. No, you'll stop having the Whoppers, and we go, I don't feel good.
No, I can usually stop with just a couple of Whoppers.
See, I could eat like 10 or 12 of them before I get tired of them, because they melt really.
Whoppers are never something you see at the checkout line at CVS. That's like exclusive.
Yeah, you see it at the movie theater for like $9 a box. That's one reason, you know.
I don't know. I think Whopper a little overrated. A little sour.
No, I like the Whopper.
You know what's caught on the in the years? Skittles and Starbucks.
I hate the candy corn.
I don't like Skittles.
I like candy corn too.
Ugh.
I hate the candy corn. It's the worst candy ever.
You're right.
That's like the fruitcake of candy.
Yeah.
Okay. Daughter likes candy corn. I don't mind candy corn.
I don't like candy corn.
Candy corn is good on ice cupcake. Mm, it's good stuff.
Yeah, in that way. Yeah, but on its own, ugh.
It's not good. It's better with other candies.
Right. I guess you guys are giving up on your six pack.
Okay. I'm actually working out a lot, mister. No, I don't have a six pack, but I'm working out a
candy,
lot.
Candy corn on your cupcake?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to have a cupcake, why not put a candy corn on it? Be foolish not to, Kevin. St. Patrick's Day was basically invented in America by Irish Americans, said Philip Freeman, a classics professor at Luther College in Iowa. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
According to National Geographic, the holiday was only a minor religious holiday until the 1970s in Ireland. So it's not all that Irish. And for what it's worth, St. Patrick probably wasn't Irish himself. His color was the type of blue, not green. And that story about banishing snakes is actually just a metaphor for his triumph over Irish paganism. The type of paganism that invented Halloween. So he's a fraud. St. Patrick's Day is a fucking fraud, Joe. What do you think of that?
I'll drink to that.
According to ancient Roman records, tribes located in today's Germany and France traditionally wore costumes of animal heads and skins to connect to spirits of the dead. This tradition continued until modern-day celebrations of Samhain, the Celtic holiday that inspired Halloween in America. On this day, merrymakers often dress as evil spirit simply by blackening their faces. Can't do that anymore. The leader of the... What?
My face is black.
You didn't paint it that way. I'll tell all the white kids in the neighborhood to go to your house with black faces. We'll see how that goes over. The leader of the Samhain parades wore a white sheet. Oh, fuck. Black faces and white sheets. This is not going well. A very Bannon Halloween? This is fucking terrible. Let's go to David Duke's house. He gives out the best shit. This is fucking awful. I should have read this first.
Yeah, you should have read that first. David Duke's house.
The leader of the Samhain parades wore a white sheet and carried a wooden horse head or a decorated horse skull, a modern Welsh version of the costume shown below. Young people also celebrate by cross-dressing. The fuck?
Cross-dressing.
You got the liberals, you got the conservatives, everybody's involved in this shit.
Cross-dressing.
Nobody likes a cross-dressing Klansman. They're just not popular in any market.
Cross-dressing Klansman.
Can you imagine? What? I hate black people. I just like to feel feminine while I do it.
Yes, right.
I don't like that cross. It's not burning a bright enough orange. What the fuck?
Set of crosses, you bought candles? Yeah, they're scented.
Yes, but they would not be from Yankee Candle, I will assure you that.
That's funny.
What a fucking awful idea to dress in black face and walk around in sheets.
Yeah.
Or Charlottesville calls it a weekend.
A weekend.
Oh, that is bad news. Jack-o'-lanterns come from an old Irish tale about a man named Stingy Jack. Ever hear of Stingy Jack?
No.
Joe?
No.
That's what Joe calls the bartender when he asks for a shot of Jack Daniels and it's not a full shot.
Yeah, you've been on the road.
I know from whence I speak. According to folklore, Stingy Jack was out getting sloshed with the devil when Jack convinced his drinking partner to turn himself into a coin to pay for the drinks without spending money. What, really? Satan's a fucking moron now?
Yeah, really.
Why don't I turn myself into a coin? What could possibly go wrong? Oh, you're going to stick me in your back pocket next to your ass?
You're going to sit there with Satan and go, can you turn yourself into a coin? Oh, of course I can. What do you think? I'm an asshole?
Yeah.
Prince of darkness, not change.
Yeah, well, since when the hell is Satan just looking to make you happy?
Yeah, really.
Ha ha ha.
I'm the face of evil, and I'm just going to simply turn myself into a coin. Really, am I?
Jack, how can I please you? Yeah, being the Prince of Darkness, that's what I'm here
Jack's
for.
Jack's going to have a pitchfork in his ass in a second.
Apparently not. Yeah. Jack then, so he wanted to pay for drinks without spending money. Jack then put the devil-shaped like coin in his pocket, I was right, which also contained a silver cross that kept the devil from transforming Jack. Jack promised to free the devil as long as the devil wouldn't bother him for a year. And if he died, the devil would never claim his... What the... Who bargains with the fucking devil? We heard the guy playing the violin. He's the only one that ever won this negotiation.
Yeah, really. And the devil is a shit deal if the devil...
The devils are fucking stupid. Overrated.
The devil's overrated.
Stupid. The devil is stupid.
Meanwhile, in hell, hey!
I'm not a fucking afraid of him. Oh, Shane, will you just turn yourself into a nickel? Really, are you afraid of this version of the devil?
I know.
Kevin?
Yes. I'm thinking about this shit holiday that you're discussing. I hate Halloween.
Why?
It's the worst Halloween. Of all the holidays, well.
You prefer Yom Kippur? Prefer a good 25-hour fast, do you?
Do you fast?
No, I used to.
You used to?
No. You prefer a good Arbor Day?
I don't celebrate holiday. I mean,
you a Jehovah's Witness?
No. I celebrate Christmas and Easter, but I don't really celebrate Easter too much anymore.
You're weeding out the holidays.
Yeah, basically. It boils down to Christmas right now is the last one left on my list.
And that's because you have a girlfriend and she likes to get shit.
Yes, she likes to get shit. And I have a kid that likes to get shit.
So if you didn't have these
if
women...
If it wasn't for my girlfriend and my kid, I wouldn't even celebrate Christmas.
Okay. You're like every other comic. We can't be bothered with holidays and shit. We got to try to fill Christmas Day.
A gig that weekend. Screw me up.
Well, the reason we like Christmas is there's corporate work.
We're horrible people.
That is. That's the truth, man. Christmas coming. Some corporate gigs. Christmas parties. Other than that, man, I don't give a rat's.
And I got to be honest with you. We're not that enthused to be there, but we've negotiated a decent enough payday to tolerate your drunken stupidity. Yeah. I mean, that's the secret with it. It really is. We're not fucking thrilled to entertain you, bunch of drunks.
I haven't celebrated Halloween since I probably was a kid and, like, you know, was able to go trick-or-treating. And I got tall pretty quick, so I look stupid. Like, knock on people's door. They're like, how old are you?
90.
They thought I was older than I was. Because I sprung up pretty quick, but
so it's bad memories for you.
Bad memories for me. Yes.
Oh, Kev, sorry. Yeah. You didn't get to go trick or treating. I didn't go trick or treating.
And you didn't go trick or treating.
We do this every year.
They just snatch the bags.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah, when it comes every year.
You snatch the bags.
No, we said get our bags snatched by like.
Oh, he's
older.
I forgot. You don't go. You never went trick or treating.
Orthodox Jew, not really high on their priority list.
You didn't go trick or treating.
You know, let's do 20 minutes on this.
No, that's your therapist's job.
I don't have a therapist. I'm psycho on my own.
You need one.
Well, you're a reason. How do I deal with stupid? I didn't. I didn't.
That's awful.
You missed out, man.
But, you know, it's not like we didn't have candy. I knew where. I mean, anybody can go to CVS.
But you put a mask on.
They didn't have CVS when you were a kid.
Why didn't I go? Because I wasn't allowed to.
Well, you're an
allowed
adult
to put
now.
A mask on and go out now?
You should have.
No, now? Because I'm doing this fucking show. It's Halloween, you assholes.
No, I'm talking about
let's take the show on the road from house to house.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Grab the remote.
So when you were a kid, you could put a mask on.
For Purim, we did, for the Jewish holiday. That's where you got hamantaschen, a lovely triangle pastry.
Hamantaschen?
Hamantaschen. You ever eat this little triangle pastry like Haman's hat, filled with like raspberry or apricot fruit?
Oh, yeah, I do see that. Yeah,
they're delicious.
Yeah. You hook me up with that one.
I'll be happy to. Yeah, and I won't even say no because you're tall. Thank you. You can enjoy hamantaschen at any height, Kevin. Hamantaschen are delicious.
I want one.
But you know, listen, being a Jew, that's the cross you bear.
You missed out on a holiday.
We don't get all that
good stuff.
All right. So, back to Stingy Jack. Jack promised to free the devil as long as the devil wouldn't bother him for air. Don't be a pest. The devil could never claim his soul. Jack tricked the devil again later, getting him to pick a piece of fruit out of a tree. Doesn't he fucking read the Bible? This don't work out well
either.
Yeah,
really. He screwed Adam and Eve that way.
Yeah, I mean, he fucking knows how this turns out.
It was his gig. That was his deal. Stupid.
Look at Jack fucking hacking that Satan's act there.
Yeah, really. And Satan is the guy that devised it.
Satan's stupid and forgetful.
Yeah.
Satan sucks. To hell with the devil.
Satan sucks.
Oh, that's one of the worst. That song is Hell with the Devil. That Striper tune?
That is a Striper tune.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Striper.
Oh, it stinks on ice.
Why would I listen to Christian rock? I don't even go trick-or-treating, but I'm going to partake in Christian rock?
You know the tune. You know the band. You know
that's the only song I know. I don't know the song because I never listen to a Striper song because I'm a man. And when I was a boy, even I knew that shit was gay. Oh, and I really didn't even know what gay meant.
Stripper was god awful.
Well, why you got to drag him into it?
Nah.
So, piece of fruit out of a tree, then carving across into the bark when the devil was in the branches. This trick brought Jack another 10 years of devil-free living. I don't know. You know what? The devil should go fuck himself. No wonder God kicked him out. God doesn't want to be surrounded by morons.
Yeah, really.
Can you imagine that? You're supposed to be my lieutenant. Look at you, fucking schmuck. You got tricked with your own gag. You come here rolling around like a nickel. What is wrong with you?
You know, I'm glad you're not on the payroll. You're essentially an asshole.
Yeah. I got to let enough assholes in here. You see the fucking evangelists? I let them in here.
It's only me talking with God. It's like, God, aren't you worried that he's like son is on the place? Ah, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's an asshole.
He'll be out of business in a couple of months.
He's an asshole. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Meanwhile, other angels start working for him, and God has to give him a memo. You know, you work for Satan. You can't work for me. But God, it's 6 months later.
God, that's what. Sorry. Work at purgatory. Oh, man, there's no crowds there. Everybody's waiting around to go somewhere. You can't get anything going because everybody's waiting to go.
But God, if you let me work hell, I'm sure some of the demons that like me, they'll come to your place in heaven. Yeah. God's like, no, rules are rules. I'm sorry. You work for Satan. You can't work for me anymore.
But how many Twitter followers you have?
That's funny.
Yes, we can all agree.
We can all agree on that one.
Satan's that's got funny. Like a million and a half Twitter followers. Like God's like, all right.
Let's book them.
God's like, all right, Satan, come back.
Come back.
But you're getting Memorial Day weekend. I'm not giving you a plush weekend. You're getting Memorial Day weekend.
That's bitching. I'm headlining. Well, he's getting Memorial Day weekend. Oh,
and you're
really?
co-headlining. Moses is on the bill, too. He goes last both shows.
If I call me Memorial Day.
You get closed. let's see. When Jack finally... there's more to this fucking story. I should really read this. God damn. I should read this shit you send me. Anyway.
You found this story?
Yeah. I said, Joe, think of something for segment three, because usually we do scammer shit in the air.
Right.
But we don't have the full crew. We don't have Pip with us. So he's like, it's Halloween. I go, oh, that makes sense. Good going, Joe. But now I'm reading this, and it's good. It's fine. No, it's good. Because we wouldn't do it on Christmas, I'll tell you that much. When Jack finally died, God decided he wasn't fit for heaven. Not with that act, mister. But the devil had promised never to claim his soul for hell, so Jack was sent to roam Earth with only a burning coal for light. Again, with these fucking fossil fuels.
Yeah, really.
He put the coal into a turnip as a lantern? Ugh. Coal industry's dead. And Stingy Jack became Jack of the Lantern, used solar.
I'll be damned. So that's how that became.
Sure. Jack O'Lantern. Based on this myth, the Irish carve scary faces into turnips, beets, and potatoes to scare away Stingy Jack or other spirits of the night. And children who don't like gourds. In some parts of Ireland, people celebrate Halloween by playing romantic fortune-telling games. According to Nicholas Rogers, Halloween from pagan ritual to party night, these games allegedly predicted who'd marry and when. And, of course, Pip Helix's anniversary is tonight. Halloween.
Yes.
Since Halloween, like Valentine's Day, was one of the main celebrations of the year where young people could mingle with the opposite sex. It was also considered a good day to scope out a sweetheart. In America, young people, particularly girls, continued the old Irish tradition. Games like bobbing for apples, sucking cock, trying to predict future romances, hand jobs and backseats. According to the Oxford Encyclopedia of Food and Drink in America, some of those might not be in there. This came from Scottish fortune-telling game. Hey, Joe, your people.
Yes.
Where girls use cabbage stumps to predict information about their futures. Really, stumps? Well, we're going to be unsatisfied. You're going to smell like ass and be stumpy.
You're going to be smelling like us, you'll be looking.
In the early Framingham, Massachusetts, teens skipped the fortune-telling and simply went around throwing cabbage at their neighbors' houses, according to Framingham Legends of Lore. This was no isolated tradition. In the 19th century, American country boys reportedly rejoiced in throwing cabbage, corn, and assorted rotten vegetables. Anyway, so that's what Mischief Night was growing up where I live. It was called Cabbage Night.
People from Boston, Framingham. All right, you corksucker, I'm going to throw cabbage at your house.
Was there any mischief going on last night? It's like I didn't see any toilet paper.
No, not last night because Halloween's tonight.
No, but it used to be before Halloween, night before.
Toilet paper's thrown on Halloween?
Used to be. I always thought it was the night before.
No, it's Halloween night.
I never saw that.
Cream and stuff like
that. Why would you do that when it's
shaving cream? And
toilet paper,
yeah,
stuff like that.
On Halloween night?
Yes.
Well, that's just stupid. There's prime candy to be gotten.
Well, no, but that's
they do it late at night. The kids throwing they normally throw the toilet paper aren't there for the candy. They throw the toilet paper like after the trick or treat ends. You know, like maybe up to like 9 o'clock, people stop coming.
Yeah.
That's when they come out and do all the toilet paper. Now, you come out the next morning.
Like that.
to get in your car to go to work, there's toilet paper all over your tree.
I've never seen that.
But, well, you know what? From what I was listening to an article. Well, not listening to an article.
Where are you?
All right. I heard an article. I'm sorry. Let's start again.
Take three.
Watching the news today, and he was saying that Mischief Night is not as big as it used to be. The kids
don't want
to go outside.
Year-round.
They don't want to sit. They just want to sit around and play video games. Yeah. They don't want to go out and do that shit.
Fucking
anymore.
Veal children.
Yeah.
All right. It's unclear whether black cats are actually sacrificed around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But sacrifice.
Kill. Okay.
I love a little black cat. I want to get a little black cat. I'm going to name him Boris.
Boris?
Boris. Yeah.
Why Boris?
It's a cool name for a black cat. Boris the cat.
Okay. That's Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. So get a black cat. Adopt a cat.
Well, the only thing is I'm not home much.
But don't worry. The cat don't
cats
want you home that much.
Cats are independent, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need you home that much. Get two cats. That way they keep each other company.
They're very independent animals.
Yeah, they can rip my furniture apart as a team.
No, they won't. They're,
my mom has a cat. Cats are great animals.
I got two cats.
I used to have a lot of cats when I was a kid.
I don't like cats. I'm a dog person, but they are good pets.
My mom, when I was a kid, we had a lot of cats.
Get cats, Joe. Treat yourself. You're home enough. Your calendar's not that busy. You were asking Kevin for work. It's not that full. We just learned some other places might not be in business much longer.
Looks like there's a lot of home time coming
up.
Yeah,
it's the perfect time to get quality cats.
Get a black cat and prove to me you're not racist.
Yeah, all right.
Joe's like, yeah, that'll prove it. See, Kev, I have a black cat.
I could get more.
Cat was just placed into Joe's house because there were no other black things in the house. It's affirmative catching.
Yeah, silver pans. Not even black pans.
Not even black pants. Won't even eat black licorice. I like licorice. Good old-fashioned red licorice. Joe's not saying no. Okay.
No, I don't like licorice.
Or black jelly beans.
Black jelly beans are good.
I like black jelly beans.
I love black jelly beans. When I was a kid, I didn't
like licorice. I don't like. I don't give a damn what color it is. I just hate it.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's better than those damn Airheads.
You didn't like it? Go fuck yourself. I offered you a nice Airhead.
I'm having like a... I'm turning into a freaking diabetic over here over that shit.
Yeah, that's what
well,
it
believe
is.
Believe me, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I've been eating candy all day. My blood sugar must be like...
Enjoy Joe's last show.
And the new guest host, Kevin Lee. No, I'm just kidding.
Not with that attitude towards Airheads, mister.
Oh, God. I could just see at my funeral next week when I drop dead. You're sitting in the funeral. You get the prep sheet for Tuesday? Sheet.
I could just see your right-wing friends. Figures he'd replace Joe with a black guy.
Yeah, we're going to have a tribute to Joe. That's going to be a 3-minute segment.
That long? I figured I would just like play all your bumpers and call it a night. Here's Joe's contributions to the show. And we move on with a new era. I think that's enough. You think you deserve more?
I would deserve
exactly, Joe. Well,
a 7 spot.
7?
Yeah.
A little much. You know, a little much. So you want to be on the syndicated portion of the show. I wasn't even thinking that.
I'd like to be in a syndicated portion of the
show. I just figured, you know, it'd be like good times when they just when they just wrote out the dad. I figured we would just do that. Well, it really wasn't explained. Joe died in a car airplane accident. He was the pilot. He had a diabetic incident. That's it. No more Joe.
He died in a car accident. Damn.
I was just about to say that. I go right in the middle of the show. Joe. And then about like read this point. Damn.
Who's that, Florida?
That was in the episode when James died.
I know. Is that what she said? Was that?
Yes.
Yeah, the famous damn.
Yes. They really captivated the moment with that.
They actually did. That was a very good, that was a very, and she very
been,
well seen.
Yeah, everybody's been, that's been like a tag forever.
She damn, wouldn't, damn, she, you know, she wouldn't let on. Then everything just hit.
You know why he left the show, right?
He was jealous of
no, that's not why.
Oh, really?
Yes. He left the show because Norman Lear would not, did I take over the show? I'm sorry. No, he left the show because Norman Lear, he went to the producers of the show and said, look, we need to get out of the ghetto and do better, you know, enough struggling.
Right.
We want to have a better life. And like, no, that's not going to happen. So they wrote him off. He's figured that. He thought that Jimmy Walker's character was enough, too much buffoonery, and a bad look for African Americans, and he was, you know, wanted a better look for African Americans, and he wanted the family to achieve something other than being, you know, he never had a job,
right,
a full time job, he couldn't keep a job, They're struggling. They couldn't make ends meet. And he just wanted them to have a better life. So he said, write us a better life. Write us, you know, I get a good job. My family's doing okay. You know, stuff like that. We can build comedy around me doing well. Mm. They didn't want to have any parts of that, you know. So they didn't think it was a good idea for African Americans to do better. So they wrote his character off.
Wow.
He's still alive. He talks about it now.
Oh, yeah,
John
yeah.
Amos talks about
that's
that.
That's weird because Norman Lear was very liberal. I mean, he was, you know, with All in the Family and everything like that. I mean, the
yeah, that was a show that was definitely, you know, All in the Family. You couldn't even have that show on the air for 4 seconds
now.
Oh, God,
no. But, you know.
but it was good.
Oh, it was a good show. I'm just saying. And the Jeffersons, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
neither
one of those shows will survive in today's world.
No.
You know, you think about it. Like,
can't call white people honky? Is that the issue?
You know, I was watching old tape, and Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra were on TV singing, and they were smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
You could smoke cigarettes on TV back in the 70s, but now you can't smoke on TV. Then you think about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
We're
really married, but had to sleep in
separate beds. Couldn't say the word pregnant.
But now, you can't smoke on television, but you can sleep in the same bed now and not be married.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the world changes.
Yeah, now that you bring up cigarettes, can we stop on the new airplanes with the no smoking sign? I mean, do we really need that?
They're still building those on the new planes?
Yeah, on the new planes.
Really?
That is funny. I never thought about that.
Yeah. We know. We get it. You can't smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
No, but some people don't get it, though.
People are stubborn. Don't they make the announcement?
Won't they just build a new $1 million plane and don't put the smoking thing on it?
I'm not flying in a $1 million plane. That's going to be a piece of shit. I am not flying in a $1 million plane. Fucking doesn't have all the tires. Wings barely hanging off.
How much your plane cost?
Dents in it.
Yeah, this plane's $1 million. Yeah, that's right. But it's got to go in the sky and fly at 400 miles an hour.
Unless we're going down the turnpike on this thing. I'm not getting,
not getting a $1 million plane. $1 million.
Meanwhile, going down the turnpike. Is that a plane?
Is that a plane? Yeah. I don't think he even has easy pass.
You're at the restaurant? Yeah, nice plane. Yeah, it's $1 million.
It's $1 million. I got it at a garage sale.
That's hilarious.
Okay. Once in a while. All right, so back to Black Cats. It's unclear whether black cats are actually sacrificed around Halloween. What do we fucking know by now? But various animal shelters refuse to let people adopt these cats in the lead-up to the holiday. Linda Garibaldi, director of the Cat's Cradle in Morgantown, North Carolina, told the Huffington Post that the shelter does not adopt out black cats during the month of October because of superstition and the concern that wrong people who might harm them might adopt them. This type of ban is starting to wane, however, when Research for Comment, Emily Weiss, Vice President of Shelter Research and Development for the ASPCA, said years ago this used to be pretty common that shelters would not adopt out cats during Halloween for fear of something horrible happening to the cats, but we don't hear too much about it anymore, and many shelters are actually holding a special black cat promotion around the holiday. ASPCA provided this list of a few of black cat adoption promotions that have been tied to the holiday. As Weiss put it, most people who go to shelters to adopt a pet are not going to adopt a pet to sacrifice it. You know what, though? I remember hearing that. I get worried for, like, the black cat strays that are around during this time of year. I get worried that somebody will do something bad to them.
Really?
Yeah, because people are assholes.
Yeah, I don't see that many stray black cats. I see a lot of cats that are stray and I really don't pay attention to.
You don't see color.
Well, no, I see stray cat. We have a stray cat in my neighborhood right now. He's like a gray cat. He's huge. I worry about him being out in the wintertime. I was like, what is he going to go in the winter? Because, you know, he's homeless. He's been homeless all summer.
Why don't you adopt him?
He's giving a good life.
You can't get near him.
How do you know? You haven't met the cat.
Well, stray cats, they're not friendly.
Sure they are. How do you think I got some of my cats? They're fucking strays.
Were your cats strays? You just fed them and they never go away?
Not these two, but I have had. Yeah, I mean, one of my cats I got from Dennis Ross, rest his soul.
Hmm.
That was, the other one was a wedding present.
Really?
Yeah, and her brother passed away years ago, but yeah.
Mm,
but you have Dennis Ross's cat now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is it, Maui?
No, it's Flea. Oh. Black and white one. The perfect cat. Racial harmony all in one fur. As IO9 points out, putting costume-wearing kids into groups and introducing a clear object of desire, such as candy, has been shown to lead to de-individuation. That's a fucking made-up word. The psychological term explains what happens when a group of mature...
There's a lot of tough words in this paragraph. Holy shit.
let's have Trump fucking tweet on this. When a group of maturing young minds begin to care less about the consequences of their individual actions, leading them to do things they might not do alone. One study in particular found that unsupervised costume children in groups were far more likely to steal candy and money than both non-costume kids. Of course, because they're wearing a costume. Same for bank robbers, stupid. Why do you think the fucking Klan wears a sheet and a hood? They don't want to be identified. Of course you're going to do bad shit when you're in a disguise. Really? We needed a fucking study for this? You fucking kidding me?
All right, relax.
People are going to do bad things when you don't know who they are. Ooh, go on with the science you speak of. Assholes. I'm not even going to read the rest of that paragraph.
I got to piss.
Well, we're going to finish the show.
Okay, I got to pee.
Well, then you won't be here for the end of the show.
Oh, crap. Okay, I'll hold it.
I'm going to wrap it up now. How long's it going to go pee? Go pee.
Where's the bathroom?
Well, yeah, you got to figure out yourself. Upstairs. Go upstairs, and it's the door on your left, right, Joe? Yes, the door on your left. Go.
You never had a guest had to pee in the middle of the
No, they all know where the bathroom is. That's the first place they stop.
Well, you didn't tell me where the bathroom was when I came in.
You didn't ask.
I'll be back quickly.
Ugh. What? Why am I yelling at him? Nobody can hear him. So, yeah, that's all the Halloween stuff. That was some interesting information.
Yeah. I learned about a jack-o'-lantern tonight.
You could take that with you.
I will.
Stingy Jack.
I will.
I learned Satan's stupid.
Oh, he's an asshole.
We knew he was an asshole.
Lousy deal.
Well, yes, turn me
Trump would have come in. I'm going to renegotiate the deal.
Satan makes the worst deals.
Makes the worst deals ever.
The liberals would go, but we thought you were Satan.
Yeah.
No, just work with him on some deals. I don't. Fucking Satan is dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
I would not worship him.
Yeah. No.
He lost all credibility for me. You kind of figure he outsmarts. I mean, with Adam and Eve, he fucking outsmarts the
Next
human
time
beings.
We have Dave on the show. Why is Satan so stupid?
Well, Dave, yeah, but his Satanism is bullshit, too. He's an atheist.
Yeah.
That's bullshit Satanism. That's not really Satanism.
I guess. I don't know.
Nah, I want a nice sacrifice. You know. Carve an anagram. Is that what it is? It's not an anagram. No, it's the wrong word.
Anagram.
Pentagram.
Pentagram.
Carve a pentagram in your forehead. Problem with Dave is he's actually a good human being, so like the Satanism thing is...
No, yeah, right. Yeah, but he always said that Satanism isn't about, you know, being the devil. And
yeah, that's his story,
stuff.
But if I'm going to meet a Satanist, I want to meet a prick.
Yeah.
I don't need to meet a good guy like Dave and a good girl like Heather, and they call themselves Satanists, but they're nice people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people in other religions that are much bigger pricks than them.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a Satanist, fucking commit. Be a douche. I don't think it's too much to ask. Yeah.
May you please the boss, too. Satan.
You found everything?
Yeah, I found everything. Nice bathroom.
Oh, isn't it? Have the hand soap is really good. It's always
looks
scented.
Like the Bahamas
oh, it's
in there,
very nice. Yes,
seashells
very nice.
Everywhere.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Vacation bathroom. Yeah, nice bathroom.
Kel will be performing in my bathroom in 2 weeks.
Doing
Can I open
it?
You're going to have to send a tape. Fortunately, Kevin knows how to record some. So if
I left my camera in there, actually.
Fantastic. All right. Shall we thank some people and get the fuck out of here?
From now on, yeah.
All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Bergen County. Stupid. Bergen County. What's Bergen County? I'll tell you what's in Bergen County. Portobello.
Joe will handle himself here.
That's right. Portobello is in Bergen County, and it's New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Size Bleeding Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We got a great one coming up November 10th, Mike Morse. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Can people stop fucking mentioning my name on Facebook? Like, so I have to see their comment? Nobody's fucking comment is important enough where my name needs to be tagged. There is nothing anybody on Facebook has to say that needs my fucking immediate attention. If I get to, maybe I'll comment on it or maybe I won't. It's my fucking choice. But then, like, you're expecting me to comment because you tagged my name on it.
Let us know how you really feel.
Am I wrong?
you're...
People like debating politics and they got to fucking tag my name. Or I post something and they feel I need to know what they say. Fuck you. I'm putting what I want to say. If I want to talk about things, I'll do a radio show. Ooh, the Hoosier clap. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? I mean, do people not overuse the tag?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin?
I've never tagged you in anything.
No, you haven't.
That's right. We're usually on the same page most of the time.
Exactly. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host your family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And, you know, they'll have another comedy show, so at some point, so you might want to ask about that. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. See, Pip, it's not hard. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special events. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. GiancarelliPizzaNJ.com or give them a call at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Ave in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste, at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's. Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Still time to hire a comedian for a holiday party. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Kevin, where are you going to be this week?
This week, I am performing in New Jersey. I'm at the Comedy Shop. And then the Newtown Theater on Saturday. So Friday, Mount Arlington, New Jersey at the Comedy Shop. And Saturday the 4th, I'll be at the Newtown Theater. KevinLeeComedy.com. Did I put my website out there? Thank you.
No, I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody will. You have a fan page? You want to promote that?
Yeah, fan page, Kevin Lee Comedy on Facebook, and I already put the Twitter out. And I'm on Instagram at Kevin Lee Magic.
Joe.
I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Thursday, 8 o'clock show. I will then be at the PAC Center in Smithtown for the Smithtown Fire Department on Saturday. And on Sunday, two shows, 3 o'clock matinee show and a 7 o'clock show at McGuire's Comedy out in Bohemia, New York.
They don't what now? What now? What do you mean? They don't hire black comics?
Do you see any black headliners working there?
I don't see a lot of headliners working there. They only hire a few people.
Ever.
Is there really a lot of black headliners in Long Island?
There's no work for them there. I mean,
well, there's that.
They don't get.
Well, there's other. Well, I mean, no, but I'm saying, like, is there any that live out there? They would still live there. You live where you live. I don't think anybody's, you know, living right by a local comedy club just for the work. I mean, are there any black headliners out there? Because they use mostly local guys. I'm not defending them. I don't give a shit about them one way or the other.
You know what? Just to be the devil's advocate, I believe it.
Well, he needs one. We learned in that last story.
There is a division of, you know, comics that come on. Sometimes they'll have Def Jam comedy guys in there. But I don't know if you know Forrest Hobbs.
What is a Def Jam comic? That's a whole other subject. When black guys cuss, they're Def Jam comics. When white guys cuss, they're just dirty white comics. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a stereotype thing. You know, like
it could be in that connotation.
Every sense is coming out of his mouth.
At a Def Jam comic
is funny, right?
But I look at a Def Jam comic as there's a lot of black people do this, white people do that. That's one of the characteristics I would use.
Well, Paul Mooney does that. He's not a Def Jam comic.
You know what, though? But you know what? Yeah, maybe in the context
Chris Rock
of thing,
does that. He's not a Def
so
Jam comic.
So let's switch it to Urban.
Is Chris Rock still doing that?
Of course he is.
He should do better. Ugh, that's so tried and
true. Well, while he's sitting in his mansion, maybe he'll think it over.
He didn't make it off that.
Yeah.
it wasn't that awful shit.
But there is a division between urban comedy and mainstream comedy on the island. There was a guy, Forrest Hobbs, that I worked in Urban Room, and him and his guy, great, really funny guys, hysterical guys that never get to work with because there is a division between an Urban Room and a mainstream room.
That's because of the club makes it that way.
Yeah, I mean, comedy. Look, there's plenty of African American headliners that are mainstream comics. Mm-hmm. You know.
The urban scene is not what it was 10 years ago.
No, I mean, well, I started out. I'm an urban. I'm a black.
But that's years ago.
I started out in.
That's decades ago. I'm talking. It's,
but I'm a product of Def Jam too. I did Def Comedy Jam. I did BET Comic View. I've done all the. Black, the Apollo. I've been on all the black,
but you're
kind of,
you got that act that kind of transcends because you're a novelty act, you know, with the juggling and all. It's a different type of act. It's not really stand up,
right?
So I wouldn't even call you a stand up comic, let alone a Def Jam comic. You're kind of in this other category that we kind of get lumped in and go, all right, he's doing a Def Jam show, so tonight he's a Def Jam comic. Oh, he's on a stand up comedy show, so tonight he's stand up comedy. I wouldn't call you Def Jam or stand up. I would just call you entertainer, and that's where I would call you.
Okay, so a guy like a Brad Lowry, what is he? Because
a comic.
Okay, so, all right.
He's not dirty, though. Brad's not a dirty comic.
But there, okay, but if I would he was, would Brad, make him a Def Jam comic?
No.
Because he's black? More likely
if he's dropping the N-word every other word and saying motherfucker everywhere, you would certainly
But I can name 50 white comics that do that.
But they didn't have a movement. It was just accepted.
Nick DiPaolo's not a Def Jam comic, but he's one of the dirtiest guys out there.
Right, but that's because a vehicle was created for African Americans to get seen, and it was called Def Jam. So that vehicle was created, so then everybody who did that took advantage and was taken advantage of by that vehicle. Worked out for everybody at one point.
Yeah, at one point.
I mean D.L. Hughley, you know, got his, you know, from that scene. I would not look at D.L. Hughley now and call him a Def Jam comic.
Well, no, he's not. He don't even work.
And the same way you wouldn't look at Brad. Brad, you know, I would consider Brad more of a mainstream
I don't
comic
know if Brad was ever a product of Def Jam comedy.
No,
though.
He was never on Def Jam Comedy Jam.
Mm. Right. But D.L. Hughley was.
Yeah.
But and now I look at him and go, you know what? I would look at somebody like D.L. Hughley, like I would look at Chris Rock, there's so much more there. Like I look at Def Jam. And I'm not really thinking of thought-provoking stuff, to be honest with you.
Well, nothing on there. I mean, Chris Tucker is a product of Def Jam.
I haven't seen Chris Tucker's comedy in years. Mm.
Nothing's changed. Well, it's on Netflix. I mean, everybody was on. Steve Harvey. I mean, everybody was on Def Comedy Jam. So, I mean, there's nobody.
But Steve Harvey's a clean comic. Right now, Steve Harvey's a clean comic.
He wasn't when he was on Def Jam.
Oh, he was dirty?
Yeah.
Mm. I never liked Steve Harvey, so I don't give
he
a shit.
Right, but,
But I think it worked well at that time because the name Def Jam had cachet. So he was on Def Jam. An African American could play at clubs he wouldn't normally play, like the white mainstream clubs. They would put him in for a weekend, or he'd be a special event. So I think it worked both ways. And then
special events now because they're the only ones that draw.
Right, but then
you've seen the roster of the Funny Bones and the Improvs, the A Rooms. Mm. Right now, you look at their rosters and all the A comedy clubs. Go on the internet and look at the roster of the Improv in somewhere like Cleveland, Ohio, or Virginia Beach Funny Bone, and look at their rosters and tell me who you see. You see nothing but Tony Rock, Monique, and the whole list goes on of all popular African American comics. You don't even see white guys on there. I mean, basically, most of them. You see one white guy thrown in, but I just looked at their roster. It's like six black headliners, one white guy. But the white guy is like, well, who is he? I don't know who he is. And you look at his credits and say some Comedy Central or something like that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know
or something like that. But most of the black comics are basically guys who have had movies or some sort of major TV, or they wouldn't be.
Yeah, but a lot of these natural disaster comics or food product comics, which is what they name themselves after, I wouldn't know about them if it wasn't for talking with other African Americans or other African American comics.
We had this conversation before. We wouldn't know. I mean, you know, like you said that a guy like Earthquake, for example, we had this
natural disaster.
Okay, but Earthquake.
And now I got the wrong.
You don't know.
I don't want to. Like, just sit there and listen. Maybe you'll get it.
Okay,
all right.
You don't know who Earthquake is, so he's a natural disaster comic. Right?
No, I'm saying I'm saying that's what he's named after. I don't know what. No, but a guy like a hamburger, a food comic. That's what they name themselves after: natural disasters or food products.
That's funny, right?
You always went. You go by Kevin Lee. You use a name. A lot of these guys, they go by one catchy thing.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I call them that. Has nothing to do with their act.
Hysterical.
That's funny.
It's true. But, a hamburger, really? Well, here comes Wimpy. You better fucking run, stupid.
But we had the conversation about that, right? And you said nobody knows who he is outside African-American people.
I didn't say nobody knows who he is. I said I didn't know who he was. Right. I don't know what other people know. I said I don't know. But I'm sure white people – but again, white people like to appropriate black culture. So I'm sure they're probably watching those shows.
Yeah, that's white
people. And that's the white people that are going. But, I mean, Hamburger, like, just for – I don't know anything about this guy. He might be the best comic out there.
Hamburger.
So I'm just picking on – but, like, Hamburger is not on network television. He's not the star of a major vehicle, at least right. that I'm aware of. Whereas some of these other guys, like Steve Harvey, and what's the guy that passed away? I'm sorry. Very funny guy.
Oh.
He made the bug eyes. You know who I'm talking about. There was the three of them. I can't think of the name.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac crossed over.
Well, they only going to allow one to cross over at a time.
Well, the whole group of them crossed over.
Not together.
Bernie Mac, Cedric crossed, and Steve Harvey crossed.
Not together.
Well, Steve was first, right?
You can only have one black comic at a time that's popular. Right now it's Kevin Hart, and then Chappelle's on his big comeback.
Well, you got Chris Rock. So, Chris Rock never was unpopular.
One at a time, Davin.
You're not getting no white comics are popular right now either. It's just comics. That has nothing to do with. There's not a breakout white comic.
No, there hasn't been in a long time. That's why I just said there's black comics that are headlining the Funny Bones right now in the improvs because. The white comics that are popular are working theaters now, and they're not they're pricing themselves out of comedy clubs. Like I'm at the Borgata, and I just found out I won't be doing the weekend because Louis Black is doing Friday and Saturday.
Ironic.
Yeah. So my point. But my point is.
It's another foot race.
Ironic. That's funny. But you're supposed to lose black at a comedy club is what I'm saying. So the white acts, that Amy Schumer's of the world, those people are working bigger venues. And but the black comics who are popular that are still selling out comedy clubs are, you know, if you look at these mainstream, real popular A-rooms, I say A-rooms, you won't see a lot of white comics because it's mainly black headliners. But they're household names. I mean, they're the guys that everybody know.
Like who?
Go to the website, look yourself.
You don't
do your
know.
Homework.
You don't know.
I do know.
You assume everybody knows.
I would name these guys and you'll go.
French fry, okay.
Yeah, French fry is there actually next week, actually.
I'm sure. Tuna melt. Oh, I love him.
By the way, I'm working with Hamburger.
Drizzle is coming in 3 weeks. Make sure you check him out.
I'm working with Hamburger on Sunday, by the way.
Hamburger.
I'm working with him on Sunday.
I hold the cheese. I'm sure.
Winhurstburg on Sunday.
Look at you dropping names. I'm sure he's great. I know he's very popular. I couldn't tell you one joke he does.
You know what? You know that the Simpsons actually did a thing on him. Did you know that?
They did a thing on Hamburger?
Yes, the Simpsons.
And Opie and Anthony did a whole thing, was doing a whole thing on him. Because
they put his character, the Hamburger character, with the big cowboy hat on the Simpsons. The only joke I know that he does is he says he wears a cowboy hat because, you know, the cops aren't going to fuck with him. Because...
I'll tell you what, it's obviously worked out well. He's playing Harrisburg, so...
He's opening for me, so
look,
yeah.
Is he? Is
yes.
He? Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. Why? Because you have a fucking
you
name.
Why are you shocked about that?
Because he's a food product. I just assumed he headlined.
But the funny thing is, with just like comics, and you said Harrisburg, like... Harrisburg.
No, I never run. No,
the
I never,
jewel of the road.
Yeah. He's playing Harrisburg.
Ooh. Well, you both of you fuckers will be working Poughkeepsie soon, so.
Yeah, it's your club. Stupid.
Well, now that you call him stupid.
Well, I agreed not to work the other club because of Kevin. Well, right. You're making a phone call on my fucking show?
Well, I got to call my, I got to get off your show, actually. I got a show.
Oh. I always feel that, too.
You've been close several times. Your wish is my command.
I have to call my publisher, actually.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah, that's how you got the big headlining gig over the food product.
No, my book is coming out. You know that.
I thought it was out.
No, it didn't come out until November.
I saw you pushing it.
Those are pre-order sales.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we're pushing the pre-order sales.
When's the big tour with Pizza Hut coming?
The book comes out November 8th.
Where can they get it?
And my first, you'll be able to get it in any bookstore.
Really?
Yes. Barnes & Noble, nice. Online, anything.
What's the book about?
You.
The name of the book is called Plan with Fire. It's just about my 30-plus years on the road as a comic.
Oh, cool.
And all the stories and stuff like that. Some really cool stories.
Right on.
Does it have the video? Does it have the videotape story in there?
That's in there. It's a tell-all book.
We got a preview.
tell-all book.
From chapter four.
It's a really interesting book. It talks about, I have stories in there about everybody, man, from me hanging out with Dice Clay to, you know, being overseas and all sorts of
nice
crazy stuff. So it's a good book.
No stories about me?
I have a chapter called Hookers, Groupies, and Playboy Model.
You're not in that one.
You're not in that one, but I am. The stories in there. The stories in there are epic. Really are. Yeah.
Nice, nice.
No, it's a good book. It's called Plan with Fire, and it's because I'm a magician playing with fire. But it's kind of like.
And also, you've had a couple diseases, so burns.
I've never been burned. Yeah.
You never had a sexual disease?
Never.
Me neither, Joe.
I'm sorry.
I bet you are.
No. Oh, sexual? No.
Never?
Never.
Surprising.
Never had a sexual disease.
Me neither.
Why is it surprising?
I figured that with your carefree lifestyle.
You got three comics here, and neither one of us have had sexual diseases. No. That's amazing.
No.
Well, we're either very particular or not getting laid nearly enough. I'll let the audience decide. Who am I to judge us? I should be in the book. I think we both agree that, Kevin. I should have gotten a mention as an inspiration.
Yeah, you know, Devin, I was supposed to do a Stern show tonight, but I came in for this, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin, where's Kevin? I think he's with Devin.
Oh, Joe. So,
big inspiration.
Adding to the repertoire.
Yeah.
All right. Friday, November 3rd, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy at Il Palazzo in Wanacue, New Jersey, starring Doug Karff, Rich Schultes, and Rob Eppel. For tickets, call 973-839-9696. Saturday, November 4th, my birthday. I get older. Yuck.
And Patricia's birthday is November 4th.
I know. We share that.
Oh.
Don't get me what you're going to get her. It's going to smart. Playing with fire. No, I do not want to. Thank you, sir.
She's getting me. Never mind.
I will be in Springfield, New Jersey at the Knights of Columbus for what a tour. For tickets, 908-277-3722. This is going to be my third time doing that place.
Right.
Interesting story about that place. I was there several years ago. My opening act struggled. She went on to like a TV spot on like Letterman or something.
That's
usually
the way it goes.
Yeah. Yep. So that's and I'll be back there for my third time. So, you know, life's fair.
And also, if you are listening to this, in several weeks we're going to be down in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, Carolina Comedy Club.
Yes.
November 30th through December 2nd, right. And I'm working on a contract for North Carolina once he sends that to me.
Right.
We'll be there on the Wednesday.
Yes.
So you should come and see us. Carolina Comedy Club. We all love Carolina Comedy Club.
That's a great place. I'll be there Easter weekend.
You already got your dates?
Yeah. I'll be there Easter weekend, and then I'm there Easter week at Carolina Comedy Club, and then I'm there for the whole summer. With the residency show.
No, he got rid of the other guy. You're the resident guy now.
Yeah,
there you go.
So I'm there from June through August, six nights a week.
You're doing the family show.
The family show, yes. And I'm getting adult shows too.
So he's not going to bring in other comics for the summer.
He's going to give me a couple of nights of adult my adult show.
Well, he does adult shows, so he'll just.
So
give
I'll be doing his shows. He's going.
Is he still staying at the condo?
He won't be this summer.
Is he now? Because I'm going to be there in a month. I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Joe, you'll be on the couch.
I think he's
That's how I'm serious.
Yeah. That's fine. We're doing a show.
I understand.
Yeah. No, we can talk shop in a minute.
Oh, that's right. I have things to ask you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. All right. It's enough of this nonsense. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Happy Halloween. Either way, keep on
listening. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.